proclamation number 5951 dated the May 7th, 1954. The end time disciples' faith without proof. I expect you, my end time disciples, to possess strong faith, a faith which convincingly professes me before the world. This can only be done by people who are in heartfelt contact with me, because only this contact will result in strengthening their faith to the necessary degree, whereas other people will easily abandon me because they will find it difficult to have faith at a time which is so far removed from my lifetime on earth that only very little positive evidence can be produced about my life and death, about my life on earth and my path of suffering. Hence a person must have particularly strong faith if he wants to profess me before the world. My disciples, at the time of my life on earth, saw me. They lived with me and witnessed countless miraculous works. They were able to hear me every day and were taught by me. They were enlightened about everything, so it was easy for them to believe in me and my mission. Yet, despite the obvious evidence of my divinity, they also failed occasionally. However, after my death they were so permeated by my spirit that they were able to fulfill their task of carrying the gospel into the world and therefore also advocated me with conviction. But what is the situation with my end-time disciples? They were unable to see and experience anything. They do not witness my visible presence, they must simply believe what they were told about me. Nevertheless, my end-time disciples are not without strength and they, too, recognize my working. I also reveal myself to them in spirit, which precisely presupposes the heartfelt bond with me. I consider them to an exceptional degree because I expect an exceptional faith from them and take the fact into account that their only foundation was imparted knowledge in order to arrive at a convinced faith and that they therefore require exceptional support if they want to accomplish their assigned mission, of proclaiming my gospel to people during the last days before the end. I expect much of these lost disciples of mine. For they must solely believe in the word, they must bear up to all counterarguments which portray my life on earth and my mission as implausible. They must only believe. But I bless them for this and tell them again, the last will be the first, for their mission is a significant one, since it is, after all, essential to still save souls before the end. To introduce these to Jesus Christ as well, so that they will not pass away from this earth unredeemed. They must stand up for me, for their Father and Redeemer. They must profess me before the world when Satan runs against the bastion of faith with all his might. Then they must prove themselves and their faith in me. Then they must loudly profess my name in public. Because this name alone is the power to eliminate Satan's activity and to render him harmless. I expect a strong faith from these lost disciples of mine, yet they are not alone in the battle against the enemy. I myself will be with them, because their faith allows me to be present and thus they will be victorious, and all those who follow my disciples and likewise profess my name before the world. Amen.